Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, President and CEO of The Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
And it is all of those things and so much more.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Show finished? Like, yeah. That's all we needed to say?
Thanks for joining us today, everyone.
Thank you for enjoying us on The Good Stuff.
Drink Sonoma County wine. Come visit us.
Yeah. Well,
so much going on. So, you know, I kind of love summer in Sonoma County. The weather is just beautiful. You get just enough kiss of warmth at night that you can kind of start to really sit outside for dinner, kind of barbecue weather, which goes with so many great wines here. And for me, the push of the spring travel kind of slows down because we do so many events in the spring all around the country. And in June, we spend most of June planning for our next fiscal year. So I think for us as a Sonoma County wine grower organization, it's a really good chance for us to kind of step back and say, what's happening in agriculture? What's going on with our farmers? What kind of education do they need moving forward? And then importantly, as we look at marketing the region and promoting Sonoma County, what are those partnerships that are working? What are those events that are working? Where should we be traveling around the country or even outside of the U.S.? To support the wine region. So, I mean, I always kind of love, it's always interesting because you think about like spring cleaning. So I feel like this is our business cleaning opportunity where you kind of look at the budgets and say, where do we get, I mean, we have very small limited budgets. So it's every dollar has to count to promoting the region and supporting our farmers. So where do we get the best sort of return on those investments? And sometimes you have to really think long term at developing those collaborations and partnerships because it takes time. I mean, we have such a great relationship, as you know, with Landry's restaurants. And that's, I mean, I think I met those folks like month two on the job 12 plus years ago. And we just fostered a friendship and a relationship and a partnership and kind of like, and when we really had the opportunity to sort of plus it up and do more with them, we were able to do that. And with such a foundation of trust and sort of acknowledgement that we both are trying to operate and create, you know, world-class experiences for restaurant guests or, you know, event guests or whatever. I don't even know where I was going with all that, but it's just, it's an interesting time of reflection in June for us to really think about the next year.
Well, I think restaurants are such an important place for people to make discoveries about wine. And whether there's a sommelier working at the restaurant or not, somebody's making those buying decisions of what they're going to have. And people obviously spend more time sitting and enjoying at a restaurant, maybe learning what the story is behind the wine. And so it's so important to get Sonoma County wines in front of people that way.
Yeah, and I always think, I mean, the best bottles of wine, I should say glasses of wine, I've had been often out at a restaurant, literally with friends, family. You're in a moment where you're maybe not even thinking about the wine, but you're just having a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. A great lunch, a great dinner, the conversation's wonderful, you're creating a special moment, and having that wine again in the future brings you back to this sort of memory of what you shared, and you can almost create a special relationship with the wine in addition to, you know, the experience you had and the people you're with. So I think wine, unlike any other beverage, plays such a unique role that way in people's conversation.
Mm-hmm. And so today's show, we are going to talk a lot about kind of the role of the sommelier and bringing sommeliers to Sonoma County. Bringing Sonoma County wines to where they work and the communities that they represent. Such an important part.
Yeah. And if you think about it, especially where, you know, we're talking about kind of, we're here in our budget season and thinking about what's ahead. When you are able to build a relationship with a sommelier and they want to support Sonoma County on their wine list or at their restaurant or their bar or their store, you then, this one influencer that you've reached now has the opportunity to reach an entire marketplace of folks that we could never do as a small, you know, trade association in Sonoma County. So they play such a valuable, important role as partners to our wine region.
Yeah. And sommeliers by definition are sort of people.
Yeah.
Right? So they're good at making people feel welcome and feel like they belong in a place and that they should explore some wines that maybe they've never heard of.
And we have two amazing women. This is kind of a theme of our show lately. Amazing women on The Good Stuff. But two amazing women on our show today. We're really excited about talking more about being a sommelier and what they do. One that works a lot with Sonoma County Wine Growers and what we do here in our region specifically. And then one who has been joining us for years in Sonoma County, but most recently with our Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience.
I can't wait.
Yeah, lots of good stories to come.
All right. When we come back on The Good Stuff, we will introduce our guests. On the good stuff. I'm Virginia Boone here with Carissa Cruz, and our guests today are in the sommelier world, as we sort of teed up a little bit. So our first guest is Rachel Thralls, returning guest, I should say.
Is she the first returning guest we've had?
She is. I can't believe it.
I feel so special.
I know.
This is a big deal. All right. And Rachel is a sommelier and wine educator for Sonoma County Wine Growers. And we have Wanda Cole Nicholson, who is an advanced sommelier and third-year returning sommelier for Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience.
Because we love her.
Okay, we love her. Welcome, Wanda. We're waiting for Wanda. In the meantime, shall we have Rachel tell us a little bit about, you lead kind of, these sommeliers come in from all over the country for Healdsburg Wine and Food. They learn a lot, but they also work a lot.
And they play a lot.
Okay, well, yes.
I think that's psalm life.
Yeah. I think,
like,
yes.
Hashtag psalm
life. That was already
life.
Implied, yeah. So tell us a little bit about the program and kind of how it works and how you bring people like Wanda in.
Yeah, great. So Chris and I actually really work closely with Ray Isle to create a list of sommeliers from around the country representing different restaurants, wine shops, education platforms, all of the above. And we really try to get people from all over the country, which is awesome. However, we've done the last 3 years, we had returning somms like Wanda. Mm-hmm. This year we had 8 returning, which was exciting. And then we also love to have new sommeliers to expose them, for them to really become ambassadors and advocates for Sonoma County wine growers. And so they really come in early for education with Carissa at the wine growers office with seminars led by Ray Isle. Mm-hmm. And then we get them out in the vineyards and we get them out with our growers and with our winemakers and really learning and really immersive experience here in Sonoma. And then we do Healdsburg Wine and Food, where they run the wine seminars and do all the pouring. They work at chef demos. They pour at VIP rooftop at the Matheson. They work at the grand tasting. They work at the dinners. Yeah.
And then they go out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Just to be clear.
I mean, like their normal lives, right?
Just,
they feel very comfortable.
Just to be clear. And I think Wanda's joining us now. Welcome, Wanda.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So happy to have you here. We were just chatting with Rachel a little bit about sort of the Healdsburg event, but maybe Wanda, since you're joining us, why don't you just go back to telling us more about your background and your history. And, you know, we met years ago. So take us back to the beginning of Wanda.
Well, thank you. So good to be doing this with you, Carissa. And I always love whenever I see you out in Sonoma, because you are one of the first people to really, really bring me in and to show me the culture of Sonoma. So
I am
so glad to be here. I have been in the wine business in one aspect or another for the last 18 years. I was a floor sommelier at many restaurants in Chicago, then decided to get married and have kids. I left the floor, took an extended maternity leave, and when I came back, we were in COVID. So then I, like everyone else, had to pivot. And for me, I had been doing things virtually online anyway, so it was a pretty, pretty easy segue for me to just go from like on the floor to online. And then TV calls, just as a chance opportunity, I met a lady who was the host of a TV show, a lifestyle show here in St. Louis, and she asked if I wanted to be on the show. You know, you're thinking like, okay, people just, you know, they just throw things out there. But then like 4 or 5 months later, her producer called me and was like, no, we really want you on the show. And that's been 2 years, and I've been doing it ever since. And now I'm doing it in different cities also.
which I love because I think, Wanda, I saw your first sort of social media post about doing the show and I was like, go get them. Amazing. and showcase Sonoma County as much as you can, which I know can't be all the time, but, you know, sneak us in there once in a while. So it's been really fun and exciting to watch you sort of blossom in this bigger role in some sense, to be an advocate and ambassador for wine in our wine community and farmers really around the world. So it's super
cool.
Thank
you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And one of the things that I really like about, you know, like when you all bring us out there is you really, really teach us what Sonoma County is, you know, like as a whole, you know, from the vineyard walks to the sustainability talks to talking about the soils. Like, you all really do a good job of making us feel at home in every sense imaginable. And then as a sommelier or as a, you know, TV personality or whatnot, you can actually, like, take those stories and share them with your audience.
Yeah, and that's so important. I mean, I think we all want to know the story behind what we're doing and what we're sharing and what we're drinking. I think more importantly now than ever, as, you know, for the couple of years, we were so disconnected and trying to find our way back to community. And now that's such an important piece of what we share. So, but start, like, go talk about being invited for the first time to the Healdsburg event, because Rachel was kind of filling us in before we brought you on just about the event and, you know, Ray kind of helping us curate a list and us reaching out to folks that we know. But, I mean, year one, and now you've been one of our regulars. You're the regular.
The OGs.
Yes, the OGs. But just talk about coming back out here the last 3 years and even what you've seen with the event progress and what have been maybe some of your favorite moments and some of your favorite education seminars.
Sure. So I remember the first year that you guys had it, like, I was blown away by how, you know, how well everything ran, you know, particularly for being an inaugural year for an event. And props to you also, Rachel, for getting the team together and keeping everything, you know, like, as structured as you do.
She's the song wrangler.
That's right. Not an easy job.
Super mom, super som mom, all that.
Yes. I even carry sunscreen for everybody in my bag.
I have no doubt.
Just like a mom.
Hand sanitizer, yeah.
In pure mom fashion.
Yes.
But there's so many moving parts, and I was just really amazed how you all put everything together for such a remarkable event. And then the second year was fantastic. And every year I see it grows in terms of, you know, participation, in terms of, you know, like the different chefs from all around the country that you all bring out. And the education as well, like, you know, like the theme, even though like the theme is pretty consistent, the way that you all like showcase it is ever changing and you all keep it fun and interesting. And I have to say, like, one of my favorite moments from this particular year is when I got to speak on the panel with Chef Amanda Freytag. And it was kind of on the fly. She asked me to pair the wines with her food and talk about it. And she was like, oh, so you're the sommelier. You're going to talk about the wines? I was like, sure, chef, absolutely.
Okay, put me in.
Give me 10 minutes to Google search and make sure that I'm, you know, hitting all the points of the wine and the food. So that was definitely one of my favorite events. I mean, one of my favorite aspects of the event.
Yeah. And what is the experience like? I mean, networking and just spending time with your peers from around the country that I assume you don't get to spend that much time with, and all of a sudden you're thrown into Sonoma County for 5 days together kind of nonstop.
I love it. I think that the networking opportunities are endless out there because you've got a little bit of everyone from all walks of the wine life, and it's a really good opportunity for you to meet people and have those conversations about what they do. And then you, you know, keep in contact with those people and you start building relationships. Like, I've built relationships with quite a few people that I've met out there at the event over the last 3 years. And I'm very grateful for those, you know, for those relationships that I've built.
Yeah, and we've had two really important partners with the SOM program, in addition to Ray Isle and Food and Wine, obviously, and all the effort that Rachel puts in to the program. But for the past 2 years, Jay Vineyards has sponsored a SOM as part of their Shifting the Lens program to be a part of our overall program. And Roeder has supported 4 SOMs, paying for offsetting some of their travel costs to come in from Wine Unify, which I think is just awesome to bring in more diversity into wine, more diversity and conversation and thought leadership into what we're all doing. And I think you know, the OGs like you play such an important role in really mentoring and showcasing what the life of a psalm and or maybe the afterlife or next life of a psalm in your case, Wanda, what it's like. So maybe you can talk just about mentorship and how important that is and kind of those partnerships.
Sure. So I'm not sure if it was mentioned, I'm an advanced sommelier through the Court of Masters.
Yes.
And one of the main themes that, you know, the Court of Masters promotes is mentorship. So there's none of us that have come through that program. And Rachel, you know, you're certified also. So mm-hmm. there's none of us that have come through that program without being mentored. And then it is our responsibility to mentor the next generation and just kind of introduce them to things that they may not have been introduced otherwise, to show them that there's other avenues and other directions that they can go in within their career. And, you know, just helping to inspire them to, you know, like maybe make that next move or, you know, like switch gears within the wine world or just, you know, having a friend to talk to. If you, you know, like if you're not sure about, you know, like what to put on your wine list or what direction to go in, it's important that you have friendships like that and someone that you can go to for business advice and even for friendship advice.
Yeah, so true. Important for all of us.
Yeah,
I think.
For sure. Yeah.
Just in life. Not enough of that mentorship. And I think, you know, just career support and just support in general, helping each other out.
Yeah, I think having mm-hmm. a community is always very important. Wanda, I'm really curious sure. about sort of how you bring Sonoma County into the education that you do. I mean, certainly on the TV shows that you do, the podcasts, and even sort of live events that you host. Like, how have you integrated sort of the story of Sonoma County into your education?
Using my experiences, typically whenever I do a segment and I talk about Sonoma, I will try to relate like one of my experiences there and just telling my guests and the viewers the story. You know, like honestly, like Sonoma is not a hard sell. Like there's so many good things about Sonoma. And, you know, like I've seen Sonoma really grow in the almost 20 years that I've been in the wine business. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really, really enjoy showing people other sides of Sonoma. Like there is a segment that I did, I think it was last fall, and we were showcasing some of the different, Pigs and Pinot was the segment, and we were talking about Pinot Noirs. And one of the wines was the La Crema Pinot Noir Sparkling Rosé. And people don't always really think of Russian River Valley for rosé, one, and then sparkling, two. So that was a really good opportunity to show the viewers, like, hey, like, Russian River Valley goes beyond still Pinot Noir. You know, there's other diverse and unique styles that they're capable of as well.
So
that's just one example.
Yeah, I love that.
What got you into wine?
I was working in restaurants. And I was working in retail at first, and my roommate in Chicago would work, and she would come home with as much money in one day as I saw in one paycheck. And I said, you know, I got to figure out what it is that she's doing and how to get there. And I applied to a neighborhood restaurant, and this was in 2003. And I just kept, you know, going like up and up in the ranks in terms of restaurants. And I landed at a restaurant called Blue Water Grill, and it was high-end dining, and they had a sommelier, and I was intrigued by what he did, and, you know, thought that the study of wine and how it comes about, you know, from like the grapes to the glass, it was just so interesting to me, and I took every opportunity that I could to learn, and I still take opportunities to learn.
No, it's super, super interesting, and now you're in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if people think of that as like the wine mecca of the world, but what's the wine and food scene like there?
It is a wine mecca.
It is a wine mecca. Maybe not that. Okay, fair enough.
Well, thank you very much. I was born and raised in St. Louis, and I left and I was in Chicago for a while, and I came back here during COVID. And I have to say, when I left St. Louis in 2002 and I came back, I was absolutely floored by how much the restaurant scene has grown and like how much attention that we're getting from Michelin, from James Beard. Like people are really taking St. Louis seriously as a food city. My dad, he's still living. He's 85 years old. Like he says all the time, well, there's really not a lot of good restaurants here. It's just chains. I'm like, well, Dad, that's because you don't really go anywhere. You know, like, you're not like me and my sister. Like, we go out. Like, we see what's out there. Like, we're on social media. I was like, it's not the same St. Louis that it was back in the 90s. But, yeah, I've really, really seen it grow. And I'm really proud of the presence on the world stage that it's becoming.
Yeah. And I think it's been fun to watch just sort of the big Midwest cities in general sort of really evolve their food scene in the past, you know, decade plus time. So Detroit, Chicago, even evolving, St. Louis, really great. So you're in a good spot.
Even like Nashville, Louisville, you know, cities like that are getting a lot of attention now. Like, you know, New York is going to be New York. LA is going to be LA. San Francisco is going to be San Francisco. Like, those are cities that, you know, have like that established culture, but we're definitely up and coming.
That's very cool. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll spend some more time with Rachel and Wanda. Back on The Good Stuff with our guests today, Rachel Thralls and Wanda Cole Nicholson, both sommeliers in different ways and different places. So, Rachel, maybe you explain to a little bit more about the different levels of becoming a sommelier, the different roles that people can play. What is a certified sommelier versus an advanced sommelier?
Yeah, I'd love to. And I'll have Wanda chime in as an advanced sommelier as well. But really, when you go through the Court of Masters, it's really about three parts. It's theory and tasting, and of course service, which is the hospitality. And compared to like the WSET or the CSW, other wine certifications, the sommelier really focuses on hospitality and service and food and wine pairing in a restaurant, or even to what I'm doing, where it's more writing about food and wine and creating recipes to pair wine. And so that's kind of really the fundamental part of the Court of Masters. I actually went through the Institute, the ICC Culinary Institute in Campbell, California. There's one in New York. And I studied with Master Sommelier. So again, going back to that mentorship and really learning from people that are know a ton more about wine than we all do. And really doing, learning how to taste, learning all the theory behind it, practicing the service skills. And so I did it through that, again, with that food connection. And then I was a writer at wine.com and bevmo.com before moving to Sonoma as the director of wine education at Ronnie Strong. And so really you can do the restaurant and the service side, which a lot of people start, and then they will migrate more into education roles. They can be estate sommeliers at wineries. They can work in wine shops. A lot of people start their own businesses. And so really it's going back to that mentorship and learning and really having that community, which is great because then you can help other people learn what they enjoy doing, and also, you know, spreading the word of wines from all over the world, especially we focus on Sonoma County here. But it's been fun to mentor other sommeliers coming up about Sonoma County, especially, and the diversity that we have here.
I love that. And Wanda, what was your path? So we heard that, you know, you wanted to make more money like your roommate. You end up in the restaurant world and, you know, the wine.
Floor.
Yeah. So what does it take to become an advanced sommelier? And what was your path through that?
So I was fortunate to still be in Chicago when I was studying for the advanced sommelier exam. And at that time, it was like six MSs in the city. And like Rachel was saying about the mentorship, that's really, really important, especially when you get to like the advanced and the master level, because you need other advanced and master sommeliers to kind of like mentor you along the path. Being an advanced sommelier, like the difference between being a certified and a advanced typically is like the higher levels that you get, the deeper that you dig into theory and the deeper that you dig into the why. There's a lot of like verbal examination that goes on when you take the advanced. Like whenever you do your service, like you have to recite a lot of things by memory, and your tasting exam is 100% verbal. So like there's no paper. So I always like to give credit to anyone who takes any of the exams, because all of the exams take a lot of time and dedication.
Yes, they do.
And effort. And well, a lot of money, you know, like you can be, if you're fortunate, like I was, there was a community of us and we would always like share the cost for wine and such. But yeah, it takes a lot, you know, it takes a lot of, but you really have to have it, you know, within your heart, and you have to be passionate about it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about that tasting piece, too, and it's so true that you need a community of people to share the cost for sure, or even to just mm-hmm. have access to certain wines. But it is mm-hmm. nice to taste and compare notes, learn from people what they're seeing, what you're seeing. I mean, it is nice when it's a little bit more of a communal effort.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and people to support you and people to call you out. Like if you're making a, if you keep calling, like I was doing, I kept calling Sangiovese Rioja. And I think it was because I was working at a Spanish restaurant at the time. And my mentors were like, you're wrong. And this is why you're wrong. And you need to change it. And, you know, I had thick skin. I did what I needed to do to change it. And I don't think I've called it Rioja since.
Well, I think the thick skin comes with anything hospitality. And I mean, obviously with the sommelier role, I mean, hospitality is such an important part of it, whether you're working the floor, trying to teach people about pairings, trying to tell them how to pronounce Sangiovese, whatever it is. So it seems like, you know, the event that we have here and a lot of the events that Sonoma County Wine Growers hosts is about building that community.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Community is so important. And that's another one of the things that I love about the event is the community that, you know, the community of Sonoma and then the community of awesome people that I'm around, the community of chefs, like the community of enthusiasts. It's just really great to be out there experiencing all that love.
Well, I'm going to dive in because my favorite education, which I mentioned a couple of shows ago, was the diversity pairing with junk food.
It was
because you saw how excited I was about that. What did you think of that? Maybe Rachel, you can set up what we did, and then Wanda would love your thoughts.
Yeah, so sure. We had 14 different unique varieties from Sonoma County, so not your typical Chardonnay, Pinot, Cab, and Zin. And we had different sweet and savory snack foods, so from Skittles to Twinkies to pretzels to corn nuts. And we divided the sommeliers into teams with a winemaker from one of these unique wines that they brought. And they had to come up with their favorite savory mm-hmm. and their favorite sweet pairing with one of the obscure wines. And then we had two sets of judges, which was fun. So we had Ray Isle judge with Keith Goldston from Landry's, who's a master sommelier who knows all about food and wine pairing more than any of us. And then we also had our non-expert judges. So we had
super fun panel.
Yeah, we had Joey Sclodaney, who is one of our media guests that always comes and helps us with social media during Healdsburg Wine and Food, and Amy G, who does giant stuff and stuff at the Wine Growers. And then we had Sean from John Deere with them.
Amazing.
But they actually came up with some similar pairings that they liked.
Yeah.
And I know that we had... Yeah, so Wanda, tell us about your team
and
what you thought of it.
So we were team Save the Best for Last. That was our name. Came up with it on the fly. And I really thought that this was a really cool seminar for a couple different reasons. So much of sommelier's job is on the fly. Like, you don't always have time to, like, go and research something or to go and ask a question. Sometimes a guest is going to ask you to give a good pairing, and you got to be able to think quick. So, and for people like me who have been off of the floor for a couple of years, it's really, really good for me to go back to my humble beginning and remember just how intense that moment is for you to come up with something on the fly. And then I love that it's a way to educate consumers about different pairings, about unique pairings. I like that it showcased the diversity of Sonoma. One of the wines that I chose was 100% Petit Verdot from Sonoma. I thought it was fantastic. Or we had 100% Cabernet Franc from Russian River Valley. So it was a really good idea to showcase what Sonoma does beyond Cabernet, beyond Chardonnay, beyond Pinot Noir. And then last but not least, it's a really good way for us to sell these wines to our consumers. Say, hey, you know, like, yeah, go ahead and splurge on this bottle of Verite, because if you don't finish it, you can take it home and binge watch Netflix. You know, and have some corn nuts with it. You know,
right.
Have a midnight snack and a nightcap. So it checked all the boxes for me.
So did you pair the Petit Verdot with corn nuts?
No, I pair the Petit Verdot with Reese's peanut butter cups.
Ooh, okay.
Another,
because I liked what the tannin did with the peanut butter. It kind of did like a little fun thing on my palate.
Yeah. Oh, that's another fun one was the Dutton Estate Vermentino with the Skittles.
The Skittles.
And it was, yes. And it was Taste the Rainbow, and it worked with all the rainbow.
Well, it was super fun.
It really did.
Well, I like that they started down the path, though, of like, oh, the lime Skittle tastes different than the lemon Skittle, tastes different than the grape Skittle, mm-hmm. and so we had to find a wine right. that would complement all the flavors. And, I mean, it was
very
intense. It
yeah.
was a very far into the rainbow.
Down
on that way.
The rabbit hole on Skittles. All right, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have more conversation with Rachel and Wanda. Back with Rachel Thralls and Wanda Cole Nicholson to wrap up our show on the good stuff here, but I think we're going to go into some like rapid fire questions for both of you.
Rhonda, you inspired us because you said you want more experience to take you back to your floor days. So we're going to put you on the spot now, both you and Rachel.
Yeah,
and we're going to throw out some different wine varietals and have you tell us one or two things you would pair with them.
Okay, so.
I know, who are we doing for? We're going to throw to Rachel first and then to Wanda?
Yeah, Rachel first. Wanda, favorite pairing with sparkling Blanc de Blanc?
Sparkling Blanc de Blanc, I'm going to have to go truffle popcorn.
Nice.
Yum. Wanda?
I'm going to do macaroni and cheese.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
like
macaroni and cheese.
I mean, I can do the blue box, old school, craft, right? Or do I have to do fancy restaurant style?
I did fancy, like, I got Southern roots. I did fancy restaurant/Southern style where I used, like, 5 different cheeses, heavy whipping cream, Velveeta, wow. all the things. I even put a little bit of bacon fat in it.
Nice.
And I had some leftover Rotary champagne.
Yes.
And I had some of the Rotary estate, too.
Yep.
Okay, so it's been tested.
All right, there we go.
It's been tested
and it
worked.
All right.
Brut Rosé.
Ooh. Let's see. Brut Rosé. I think I have to do, we're coming into summer season here. I need to do like a grilled watermelon type salad with like arugula and some cheese, like goat cheese. I think that'd be really good with that.
I want that now.
Good.
I know.
I want that now too.
I know. I'm back on your mac and cheese, girl. That's what I want.
Chris is like, Rachel, stop naming salads.
I know. Rachel keeps trying to make me healthy and I'm like, no, I did the junk food education. You know where I live. Come on.
Mac and cheese with truffle.
She's making us all healthy.
I know. Wanda, what would you do with the Brut Rosé?
Maki rolls. Summertime. I love sushi in the summer. It's
yeah.
light.
Okay.
You know, it's got a lot of complex flavors. Got acidity. Makes every element pop.
I'm going to go Viognier. What would you do with that?
Oh.
I know. You weren't expecting that.
Mm-mm.
You know what's interesting? I just had some wild caught cod, black cod from Santa Rosa Seafood, and it's got that like really nice oily texture.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you think of Chardonnay a lot with that, like a white fish or like a Sauvignon Blanc, but the richness in Viognier, like really well with that fish.
Hmm. Okay. I like it. Wanda?
I'm assuming it's a Sonoma Chardonnay, Sonoma Viognier, correct?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Smart.
So I would do a risotto, particularly like the Morel risotto. We had something. What did we have with Morels in it? I think, were we at Jay?
I think that was at Verite.
That was at Verite.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been thinking about Morels.
Look at how fancy you are. We're like, was I hanging out at Jay or was that Verite
when
I was eating lunch?
I never met that delicious food. Yeah.
So much going on.
It was so good. It was so good.
All right. How about Grenache?
Ooh.
Wanda, we'll start with you. We'll give Rachel, we'll flip it.
Since I'm on the spot, my first line said barbecue.
That's what I was thinking too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of Chef's brisket that we had.
Yep. That was good.
Chef Matt's brisket.
Yep. Think we do that, yeah.
Yeah, and I was thinking like a chicken thigh, because Grenache, especially from Sonoma, tends to be a little bit lighter, which is nice. We had one of those in the diversity seminar, actually. So I was thinking like a nice kind of barbecue grilled chicken thigh. I think it would be really good.
Did it, what junk food did it go well with?
Or shall you know I say what? Snack I don't know food. If that was picked snack or not.
Food. I don't know if Grenache was picked either.
Oh, you know what? I think that went with the peanut M&Ms.
Okay.
If I'm remembering correctly.
I think so. Yep, that's all right. Right.
Stay tuned for all the junk food pairings.
So when you're at home watching Netflix and you're drinking Grenache, go for the peanut M&Ms if you don't want to make chicken thighs.
Yeah. Or,
All right.
Why not? Do it to it.
Yeah. All right. Last pairing, Carissa.
I'm just going to do Pinot Noir since that's, you know, one of our most well-known grapes here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to jump in with Cedar Plank salmon. I love salmon with Pinot Noir, especially from Sonoma County, Russian River, Sonoma Coast.
I'm gonna put one on the spot. What from St. Louis would pair best with Sonoma County Pinot?
Ooh, that's a really, really good question. I would have to say I'm a pig and Pinot.
Yeah,
nice. I'm gonna say smoked pulled pork. Of course, Rachel would say the Cedar Plank salmon.
I know, right? Totally.
Give me the greasy pork.
We got a chicken, like a chicken thigh and arugula salad and like salmon from Rachel. We got mac and cheese and pork and everything. So thank you both for that diversity of selection there.
I think now that we're all super hungry, we're going to take a quick break. And we do want to thank our guests, Rachel Thralls and Wanda Cole Nicholson, for joining us today, giving us all these delicious thoughts.
And just quickly, Wanda, how do folks find you out on Instagram, or can they follow along?
Yes, so you can find me on Instagram at VinDiva7. That's V as in Victor, I-N-D-David-I-Z-Victor-A, VinDiva7. And on Facebook, I'm Wanda Cole Nicholson, and also on LinkedIn.
That's awesome. Rachel?
So I am FitSom Rachel.
Of course.
I am a personal trainer and nutritionist as well. So yeah, it's just at FitSom Rachel, FitSomRachel on Instagram. That's where I mostly am. And then Rachel Thralls on Facebook.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you both for being our guests today. Learned a lot.
Chris, I'm super hungry now.
I know,
that
seriously.
Was way too much taco food late in the show.
So good. I'm like,
I want all those things.
We got to go to lunch now.
Okay. But also, Tuesday night.
So you know what? I was thinking a lot about Grenache. And mm-hmm. I have some Mounts family Grenache from the Dry Creek Valley region. And love Rich Mounts. He was one of my original board members. So I'm going to pull one of their Grenaches out of my cellar on Tuesday night.
And are you going to pair it with peanut M&Ms or Snickers?
Both. Yes.
Could both work.
Yes.
And I might even popcorn.
And because I'm not a psalm, I might have it with mac and cheese as well.
Okay. With all the food that was mentioned earlier.
Everything.
All right. I'm going to actually call out a wine that I had during Healdsburg Wine and Food during one of the seminars. And it was a Cobb Coastlands Pinot Noir. It was in the Pinot Seminar.
Nice.
What do you know? And great vineyard. Very cool climate. It showed really well against even some wines from other places. So
love that.
Great. Showed great for Sonoma County, great for Pinot Noir. And I'm going to pair it with Cedar Plank salmon, I guess. Or, I don't know.
Wow.
Some kind of salmon.
You just pulled that out. I don't know.
I copied our guests.
I was going to say, clearly. I like that. No, and it's so great. It was great having both Wanda and Rachel on our show. Rachel obviously does so much to support Sonoma County wine growers in our wine region locally, and it's great to sort of inspire ambassadors around the country to really support our growers and our vintners here. So love having Psalms in and being a part of our program.
Yeah, and it's great to get somebody from another part of the country to call in and spend some time with us as well.
I know, so we might have to do more of that.
Yeah.
I mean, there were like 24 of them here, so we could just do nothing but Psalm shows for the rest of the year.
I think we have a plan.
We might need to bring food into the studio, though, if we keep talking about wine and
definitely.
Food pairings.
All right. Well, from Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.